Howdy and Frank show. That's a little bit of LA Rocks.
Incredible.
LA Rocks, right?
So good.
Andrew Dice Clay is here with his sons, Max and Dylan.
Pretty exciting. First time played in LA.
First time ever, yeah.
You should be playing all over. I mean, you should. That's incredible.
And every song. Thank you.
Sit down, guys.
But every song has like a different vibe to it, you know, because you tell them what the kind of rock you always liked.
I mean, yeah. We just play what sounds good to us. I mean, we consider ourselves like a harder rock band, but it's melodic enough to be commercial, you know?
Well, we grew up, you know, my favorite band is Guns N' Roses, number one. And me and Dylan, during our childhood, we mostly listened to rock music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yeah,
so
like
that's
because of your dad? Or just,
you know what, my dad did introduce us to a lot of that stuff, but then we just ended up naturally getting into it on our own.
Yeah, like organically, just hearing a lot of music
in
the
house. Yeah, he played everything from like Sinatra to Elvis to Led Zeppelin, you know what I mean?
It's funny because that's like your music style, like a big band and
well,
and
yeah, you know, that's the kind of drumming I like, but I would play everything. You know, like, you know, when
but
I would have
rock and roll
when I would have parents come over to me and tell me, you know, I try to get my kid to listen to classical music, you know, like the bass. I go, well, why would you do that? How do you think you're gonna wean your kid from rap to Beethoven? What are you, an idiot? You know, you just put on music in that, the music you would really like to hear.
Yeah.
And this way, organically, they hear different kinds of music.
Right.
Can't say sit down and listen to Beethoven. I hate Beethoven. You know what I mean? If I went to a Beethoven concert, I'd walk out. You know, just like going to see Kenny G. You know what I mean? Who would ever go to a Kenny G concert? Kenny G is somebody you listen to when you can't fall asleep. You know how a Kenny G concert ends with like ushers walking around going, okay, pal, wake up.
It's time to go home.
You know, sitting in the boondocks, you know what I mean? You can't force kids to learn, you know.
But you brought a rock and roll, like a spirit to comedy. So it's
that's my whole thing, that when I started doing comedy, you know, there are a lot of great comics, a lot of great material. But what I noticed, because of the way what I liked growing up from Elvis to Led Zeppelin to the Beatles to Guns N' Roses, I never grew up really with stand-up. So when I would see comics, you know, on stage, my whole thing was they don't know anything about performance. As good as their material might be, they're not exciting to watch.
They got to put on a show.
Yeah, like if I was going to stay in the comedy thing, you know, building into the acting thing, I wanted to create what I would call the most exciting stand-up ever. And that's what I did. And that's what part of the special's about, because we show a lot of the arenas and the things that, you know, I did
like
everything.
Madison Square Garden.
I did the Rose Bowl with Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
It was Metallica, myself, and Guns N' Roses.
How old were
that
you? Were you old enough to be
like
able to?
2 years old.
Oh, you couldn't even appreciate it yet.
Well, you want to know something? I went back, you know, people always bring up the, you know, I've done over 300 arena shows. But people always bring up the only guy to ever sell out Madison Square Garden two times. But I actually did it three times. Because in the year 2000, you know, I was almost like, I don't want these kids to grow up just hearing the war stories. I want them to at least visually see something. So I went back to New York and I did The Garden again on, it was October 26, 2000. And Dylan was 6 and Max was 10. And they were able to watch, like, parts of it. You know, they couldn't see.
Yeah, I was only allowed to see him walk out on stage.
Walk out on stage and the poems, and the Mother Goose poems.
Right.
And Max had to use his judgment to walk in and out of the, you know, arena part where he could watch me. Because I wanted it just to plant that seed, like, this is what it can be if you push yourself. You know,
was that the moment you guys realized that your dad was Andrew Dice Clay? I mean,
no.
Like when you saw the arena, I mean, like the energy was like this is for real. This is not just dad in the other room.
Well, I just wanted them to see, my whole thing has always been about accomplishment, even more than comedy, like to really do something with my life, you know, so that's what I try to teach them, you know, I got my history, but they're, you know, I always tell them, you don't walk in my shadow. You make your own roads. You know what I mean?
Right.
You get your own kinds of chicks. I might like them fat and beefy, but they might not. You know what I mean? I like them bigger than the bed that I'm sleeping with them on. You know, when I climb on a chick, I want her to have like almost like that memory blubber, 700-800 pounds. You come off, there's your handprints, your knee prints. You know.
Tempur-Pedic memory
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
You know where
about.
To touch her next time. It's right. The print
yeah,
there.
She liked that. Yeah, my hands
but
right
yeah,
there.
You know, but everybody's different. So I like them to make their own road, do their own career. I mean, it's great that we did the special as a family, but, you know, they've been working on this. You know, this is their thing. You know,
that's really
that's
good.
That's awesome to have that crazy support is great. Seemed like a great dad, Andrew Dice Clay. Well, so I think
totally.
There should be a show about that.
But you know what? I really don't even want to do a reality show. Well, you know what I mean? Because
what about a podcast? You're about to do a podcast?
I don't even want to do that. You know, really? I'm doing now. You know, I'm going to tour very heavily.
He's working out. That's he doesn't have time for anything
he's
else.
He's buff as hell.
You want to know something?
I had no idea you were so fit.
If you would have looked at me a year and a half ago, you wouldn't say that. That was part of the process of getting ready.
Okay.
For the special, because when I was given Entourage, when Doug Allen gave me Entourage, you know, I was like, okay, I'm a 42 waist, but I had 6 months to prepare, and I know how to train, so I came down to like, you know, I don't know, 38, you know, which was normal looking at least.
Yeah.
And then for the special, I was at, you know, 33, 34, you know, but, you know, you put on muscle, you burn off the fat, and that's it.
Lean out.
That's it. That's how it's got. I can't walk out in front of, you know, in front of
like
fans
a
with a belly out to here.
You don't
that's the great
up.
Thing about radio.
You know, my wife over here, you know, I don't want to be here and in bed. No tummy.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Please,
you don't
want to
be that
tummy.
Fat girl you were talking about
her
earlier.
First English words were no tummy.
Oh. Yeah, no tummy. You know what I mean? Because they're animals.
Now, this special that you've been talking about is going to be New Year's Eve on Showtime. It starts at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and it's... Andrew Dice Clay, Indestructible.
Indestructible.
And first stand-up special
in
17
years.
I can't wait.
And it will be their number one special probably forever. Because, you know, you don't call yourself the king of comedy and not deliver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You come out there, you bang them right from the beginning. And I'm
Did it feel good when you were doing it?
You know what? I was so into it, you know, and even sitting
like sometimes crowds are dead and you're just like, my stuff was good and they were just dead tonight.
Well, when I would sit with the director's name, Scott Montoya, and we, you know, I'd go to Starbucks, talk about the special. I would say, if you told me I had to do it tonight, I'm ready.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.